whispered Beth. I could always go and ask him for his autograph, said Bernie. Certainly not, said Beth, although Mum never misses an episode. I think you fancy him, said Bernie, as he topped up their glasses. No, I don't, said Beth a little too loudly, causing one of the men at the bar to turn round. And in any case, she added, smiling at her fiancé, Dan is far better looking than Lawrence Davenport. Dream on, said Bernie. Just because Danny Boy's shaved and washed his hair for a change, don't think he's going to make a habit of it, sis. No chance. Just remember that your future husband works in the East End, not the city. Danny could be anything he wanted to be, said Beth, taking his hand. What do you got in mind, sis? Tycoon or tosser? Said Bernie, thumping Danny on the arm. Danny's got plans for the garage that will make you... Shh, said Danny, as he refilled his friend's glass. He'd better have, 'cause getting spliced don't come cheap, said Bernie. To start with, where are you going to live? There's a basement flat just round the corner that's up for sale, said Danny. But have you got enough readies? Demanded Bernie, 'cause basement flats don't come cheap, even in the East End. We've saved enough between us to put down a deposit, said Beth, and when Danny takes over from Dad... Let's drink to that, said Bernie, only to find that the bottle was empty. I better order another. No, said Beth firmly. I've got to be on time for work tomorrow morning, even if you haven't.